KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Business leaders are hoping the State of the Nation address outlines plans that will boost economic growth by the end of the year. President Cyril Ramaphosa will deliver his address at Cape Town City Hall this evening. Busisiwe Mavuso, who's with Business Leadership South Africa, says this year's SONA should serve as a catalyst for boosting the economy by at least 3%.
So the State of the Nation address, therefore, is an opportunity to outline how we are going to consolidate the work needed to deliver that 3% economic growth target that business and government in this country has set themselves. The business partnership with government has been quite productive, and our sole focus has been to deliver growth. And the State of the Nation address, therefore, can reinforce the plans for action to achieve that 3% outcome.
Meanwhile, COSATU in KZN has requested feedback from the local government on several job-related concerns it raised 4 months ago. The Trade Union Federation submitted a memorandum outlining its concerns around retrenchments, wages, the unemployment rate, and the two-part retirement system. The union's Edward Mkhize says its members will march to the Premier's office in Maritzburg this morning.
We're really disappointed that we feel as if workers, when they march, memorandums are being collected, but no one really pays attention in what we are raising. And we are saying that we can't keep on calling workers to come and march, and when their demands are not responded to by the authorities.
And Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says producing ARVs locally would be too costly for the country. He says South Africa would need more than 16 billion rand to manufacture the treatment.
We have got many stringent rules in our country, which countries like India don't have. That if you produce, you must certify this and that. You must have such and such a regulation. You must have this and that. Many developing countries don't have that.
Motsoaledi was addressing Parliament's Health Portfolio Committee yesterday on the potential impact of a PEPFAR funding cut. President Donald Trump ordered a freeze on foreign assistance, which includes a 90-day suspension of all work by the U.S. AIDS Relief Program. Motsoaledi says South Africa still has a long way to go before it can produce ARVs at the scale of countries like India and China.
India produces their own APIs, which if a pharmaceutical company in South Africa wants to produce ARVs, active pharmaceutical ingredients, you need them to start putting them together to make a medicine or ARV or even a vaccine. Now, India and China produce them in large amounts because they've liberalized their system.
A recap of our lead story, business leaders are hoping the State of the Nation address outlines plans that will boost economic growth by the end of the year. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.